some people in the country call chitlins something a little different than an intense care. I'll tell you later with the but you use it as the same as intestines, which is what I would do. When it's time to feed the stock, you'd say, well, it's feeding
time.
Sure. Have you ever heard anybody call cows to come in from the pasture? Do you know how they do that? How they call them in? Okay. How about to what they say to a cow to make it stand still? You know that? Okay. How about when people are plowing, they want a horse to turn that to the left or to the right? Do you know what? Have you ever heard anybody
hit him on?
Okay, they might hit him. Have you ever heard him say "gee and haw," talking about going left and right? No. How about horses to get them to come in from the pasture? If you had a horse and you wanted him to urge him on, what would you say to him?
Giddy up.
Right. How about if you want him to stop?
Whoa.
How about if you wanted him to back up? Now, how do people call hogs to feed them? How about sheep?
Mm-mm.
How about chickens? You might know chickens. You might have heard people
throw out
chickens.
The feed.
Have you ever heard of that? Here, chickie, chickie.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you've heard of? I mean, really, how have you heard of that?
Here, chickie, chickie.
Right. Okay. Now, if somebody had horses and they wanted to get ready to go someplace, they'd say they had to
saddle.
Okay. Now, if they were putting them with a buggy, they'd say they had to
connect the buggy.
Yeah, you might have heard. Let me see.
It's another name for it.
Let's see if you know this. Harness. Do you know
yeah.
That? How would you say that?
Harness.
The harness.
The buggy.
The buggy. Sure. Okay. You know, when people are plowing with a horse, and they got a horse connected to the plow, there's something they hold in their hands. Do you know what those are?
Reins.
Okay. And how about when you're riding on top of a horse, something you hold in your
hands? Reins.
Okay. Now, on a saddle, the part you put your feet into
is the... I heard of it, but
stirrups?
Yeah. I always get that mixed up.
Okay. Is that what you'd call it, though? You'd say the...
Stirrups?
Yeah.
I can never think of it, though.
I'm just asking you about all these things you've never thought of in your life. And sometimes when people are plowing, they'll use two horses. And have you ever heard of a lead horse? The lead horse is the horse on the right. You ever heard the term lead horse? Now, if you were talking about something, this is some bad expressions of it. If it was something... Oh, let's say a house, and I was asking you where it was. And it wasn't just next door, but you'd say, but it's not far, it's just a little
piece.
Okay, very good. Now, if it was far, you'd say...
Good distance.
Okay, or it's quite a...
Way.
Very good. You're so quick, I can't believe you. If something's very common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, you'd say they fell
forward.
And this way?
Backward.
Okay. And if you'd been fishing, and I said, did you catch any fish? You'd say, if you were saying something, a one, you'd say, no.
Minnow?
Would you say, okay, let me put it another way. If you had not caught any fish, and you want to express it, would you say, no, not a one, or just no, not any? Which way would you probably
say? I'd probably say no.
Just no.
No, period.
Now, if a little kid in school was talking about his teacher was getting on to him, and he'd say, well, no.